You're listening to SBS News.
This bed ranges from around about 8,500 years old to about 8,200 years old.
So what are we looking at here?
Okay, so here we're looking at a whole range of red deer hoof prints.
Archaeologist Dr. Alison Burns is my guide on a prehistoric animal tracking walk along Formby Beach with my dog.
It's almost a handspan. They're big animals, aren't they?
Yeah, they were a lot bigger then than we have now.
So. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
What have we spotted?
I think it's probably a young male human footprint.
It's like a perfect footprint in the mud.
Yes.
Five toes, you can see the kind of ball of the foot digging in. It's just a footprint shape. That's amazing. How old do you think that is?
I think that's around about 8,200 years old, something
really?
Like that. Yeah. Yes, because it's on one of the lower beds of this whole outcrop.
And a bunion.
And a bunion, just here.
Presumably from not from wearing high-heeled shoes. What would have caused that? Because it's sort of on, but it's by the little toe.
Yes, by the little toe, because they were habitually barefoot. Mm. And so when they sat down, the little toe and the area of the foot next to it would have rubbed on the ground, and it created a bunion shape.
8,000-year-old bunion.
Alison's documented and carefully dated this patchwork of ancient muddy tracks, showing the oldest were laid down thousands of years earlier than previously thought. She's worked closely with Jamie Woodward, Professor of Geography at the University of Manchester.
We've radiocarbon dated these beds and shown that the oldest ones are 9,000 years old. The coast was about 30 kilometres away, and it was an extensive sort of salt marsh environment. So lots of animals would come down here and forage, and of course humans would follow those animals. So it was like a sort of Irish Sea Basin Serengeti. It was a really biodiverse landscape. Aurochs and red deer, roe deer, large grazers, but also predators, wolves and lynx that are now extinct from the British faunal record.
This study has tracked a transformation here over thousands of years. Today this is an open, sandy stretch that's popular with humans and their canine companions.
Oh, no, we've got it. We've got a dog visitor. Hello. Yeah, I know you want to play, Herb, but we have work to do. Come on, mate. The dog's gone now, Herb. Can you focus?
The beds themselves, 31 footprint beds, span a time range from about 9,000 to 1,000 years ago.
What do you see through those millennia?
After about 5,000 years ago, we see those animal populations crash. As the sea levels rose, and as the habitats became fragmented. And in the more recent footprint beds, we just see lots of humans, some red deer, and a few dogs. What we see here through the footprint record is a biodiversity hotspot disappearing as a result of the destruction of those habitats from rapid sea level rise. So there are important lessons that we can learn there about how these landscapes will respond to those changes.